Turn with me, if you will, tonight to the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 22. So we stand to our feet in honor of God's word. 1 Chronicles, chapter number 22. I want to read one verse of scripture, and we'll look at the story and then see some things in this. Verse number 18, the Bible says, "Is not the Lord your God with you? And hath he not given you rest on every side? For he hath given the inhabitants of the land into mine hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people." And I want to preach on this thought tonight. The Lord is with us. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for what you've done in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for grace and mercy. We thank you, God, for the privilege to be here. Lord, now we come to the time of preaching and we realize all is vain unless the Holy Spirit speaks to us and we obey. And I pray that tonight, that what needs to be said shall be said, and what needs to be heard will be heard. And then, Lord, what needs to be done will be done. And I pray that you'll strengthen us to carry out your will. Help me, Lord, to say, Lord, what you placed in my heart, and to preach through the power of the Spirit of God. And we'll thank you and praise you, for it's the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. Please be seated. If you studied the Old Testament, you know there's a great man in it by the name of David. We can look at the life of David and remember David is a man after God's own heart. David's a man that loved the Lord, but David was a man that was not without fault, right? He had faults, he had failures, he had shortcomings. But David had a desire to build a temple for the Lord and to have a place for the Ark of the Covenant to be able to be placed. If you'll remember, last week we were talking about this very thing and how David had a tent prepared to bring the Ark of the Covenant in. But David wanted to see a permanent edifice, if you will. He wanted to see a permanent place for the Ark to go. And he had in his heart and in his mind a design to build a temple. The only problem was because of certain things that had happened in David's life and because the blood that he shed, God said, "You cannot do it. Your son's going to do it." And of course, that son was talking about Solomon. And we've all read of Solomon's temple and we've seen the beauty of it through the eyes of our imagination, trying to go back and to understand these things. So David doesn't get to build the temple, but David does get all the materials there and he gets everything that's needed. He talks to people and says that you're going to need this kind of workman. You're going to need all these things to happen. There is a job to be done, and while I'm not going to be able to do it, I want to be sure that Solomon has everything he needs to get the job done. And so David goes and he begins to talk to the people and he begins to talk to other leaders. And the Bible says he talks to the princes. And he tells them that they need to be helping Solomon. But then he gives them this word. He says, "Is not the Lord God with you?" And he helps them to understand that if we're doing what it is God wants us to do, God will be with us. And the Lord will help us and the Lord will strengthen us. And tonight, whatever it is God has for your life and for our lives, if we'll be obedient to the Lord, God will be with us and God will help us in everything. And I want us to look at that. The Lord is with us tonight. And when we begin to think about that, there's so many blessings that go along with all these things. Notice, first of all, he has pledged himself to be with us. Notice what the Bible says, and as David is talking to the princes of Israel and to help Solomon his son, he says, "Is not the Lord with you?" So we understand here that David had an understanding that God had pledged himself to be with them. Well, tonight, whatever it is that God wants you to accomplish, God has pledged himself to be with you. You know, in the Old Testament, we read all kinds of things about the appearances of the Lord. But in the New Testament, where we see some other things. And one of the greatest promises that we have as believers tonight is that once we've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, the Bible says that he hath said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." He pledged himself to be with us. He promised that he would do this. He pledged himself. And has he not been with us through every day? Boy, I tell you, when I wake up in the morning and I realize I have another day of life, I think about how good God is. And then I remind myself, and sometimes I go through life and I think, boy, I'm walking this alone. You ever feel like you're alone? then the Word of God reminds me that He's always there, because He pledged that He would always be there. He pledged that He would give us what we need. He pledged that He would be with us day by day. Regardless of what the world hurls at us, God is with us. And we can take hold of that promise, and we can realize that God has pledged Himself, and God cannot lie. And if God said, if the Lord said that He would never leave us or forsake us, then we can be assured of that tonight. We don't have to walk alone. As a matter of fact, we will not walk alone. Now, if we're not walking the way God wants us to walk, we may not recognize His presence. We may not receive the blessings that He has for us, but I can promise you this, He's there. Because He said He would never leave us or forsake us. So God pledged Himself to be with us, and God forbid that we should for a moment doubt His Word. Never's a long time, isn't it? And doesn't it say that He would never leave us or forsake us? Never? So when is there room in that phrase for us to ever be alone without the Lord? There's no room. I don't know what you're going through tonight. But if you're one of God's children, He pledged Himself to be with you. You may be going through some of the deepest valleys you've ever been through, but I want you to know that you're not walking in that valley alone. You may be going through some of the greatest hurts that you've ever experienced, or some of the hardest and most difficult trials. And there you are, and sometimes you feel like you're all alone. You know, you've heard the story, that the poem Footprints in the Sand. It's a beautiful poem, isn't it? I love thinking about that. I remember my junior year in high school, the president of the senior class, he was a good Christian young man, and he got up and he was also valedictorian, and he took that speech and he gave to the class that night about how God has promised that He would be with us. And he took and he interweaved the poem Footprints in the Sand, and he said, and sometimes you're going to go through life, and sometimes you're going to feel like that you're all alone, and you look back and you see there's only one footprint in the sand. But he said, then God reminds us, that's the times I carried you. And what a poem that is, and how true it is. And sometimes you're going through those valleys and you feel like you're alone, and you look back and you wonder, where is the other set of footprints? But then God shows you, when you get through it all, I was carrying you through the valley. You ever been there? You ever been to that place in your life where you felt so low? You felt so defeated? You felt like the world was falling in on top of you? But I want you to understand this. You weren't there by yourself. And every valley has a purpose. While every mountaintop experience has a purpose, every valley has a purpose. Every difficult thing we go through in life has a purpose. And in that purpose, we need to recognize the presence of God. Because He hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. You remember what Jesus said when He was talking and giving the Great Commission in the book of Matthew, the first time we read it? When He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. You remember that? He's told them, I want you to go into all the world, and I want you to tell everybody about the Lord Jesus Christ. But then He says, and lo, I am with you. Where God guides, He provides. Where God leads, He proceeds. What we need to understand is that when we're doing the will of God, His presence will be manifested in our lives. And as we do the things that God wants us to do, whether it's witnessing to somebody, whether it's preaching a sermon, whether it's going to work and just doing what it is God has given us to do, He said He would be with us always. That's a good promise. He pledged Himself, and He cannot lie. He says, I'm with you. He says He'd never, not only that He would never leave us, but that He would be with us. Think about that. It's great that He'll never leave us, but he says, I will be with you. In other words, I'll make myself known if you'll just pay attention. He's pledged himself. But not only has he pledged himself, he is also pleased to be with us. He's pleased to be with us. Notice what the next part of that verse says. And hath he not given you rest on every side? God has promised us rest. He is pleased to give us rest, and that rest comes from this, knowing that we're safe in Him. What is the world? The world's in trouble, right? Can you not see that? Is the world not full of fury and fear right now? And they are so uneasy in the world. And by the way, I'm concerned with the direction that the world's going in, but I find rest in the Lord. I don't know what's going to happen, but this is what I do know, that God is on His throne, and He sees it all, and He knows it all, and He's going to take care of me because I belong to Him, and He pledged Himself to be with me, and He is pleased to be with me. It makes Him happy to give me rest. It makes Him happy to make His presence known in my life. You know, it's just like, some of you will travel miles and miles and miles to be with your family, right? Some of you will go, I know Brother Jim and Miss Doris getting ready to take a world vacation to Missouri, Indiana maybe, I don't know, Illinois. I know it's one of the I states, Illinois and Missouri, and going out no doubt to see family. And you'll be pleased to see family, and there's something special about that. Well, here's the promise from God. He wants to be with us so much. And you know, my parents, we set a time when they're going to come down, and I have to go online and try to figure out all the dates and all that stuff, let them know when the best plane tickets and all that stuff are. But when we start talking about it, they get so excited that they're coming down to visit us. I mean, it's like every time I talk on the phone with them, that's all they want to talk about. Well, now, you know, we're going to have to start packing soon. I mean, we're 2 months away. We've got to start packing soon. It's a great thing. You know, and Jody and I, we just don't do it that way. Sometimes when we're getting ready to go on a trip, I mean, we're the morning of, I am anyway. I'm like, come on, throw it together now. We got an hour, we got to leave, I got to pack, you know? I mean, I'm that way. That's just how I am. Now, I'm looking forward to going. See, I'm not concerned about the packing part. I'm just so excited about getting there. But I know that if I start packing, I'll just get too excited. I love to be with the people that I love, right? Well, the Lord, it pleases my parents to come and be with us. It pleases you to go and be with your family. It pleases Miss Kathy, when you go up to Georgia and you get to see Tyler and Katie and I can't remember the husband's name, but Wayne, and you get to go see, you're pleased to go. There's something pleasing about that. Well, God is pleased to be with us because He cares so much for us. See, this is not a burden to the Lord, and what we need to realize as we go through life, that God has given us responsibilities, and God has given us a job to do, and it pleases Him to be with us to help us to accomplish these things. You see, there's things that we need to understand about this. When we look and see how the Lord loves people so much that He's never away from us, and it's not a burden to Him to be with us. Even when we're doing wrong, it's not a burden for Him to be with us. The burden is what we're doing wrong, but He is pleased to be with us. Even in the times of our sinfulness, He loves being with us. Because there's a great love that's there. In some respects, if you think about it, He loves us better than He loves Himself because He gave Himself for us. We think about all these things. Think about your life. There's things that just helps us to remember how He's pleased to be with us. The remembrance is we look back over the past and we see how that God's worked in our lives. And I think you ought to remember what God's done for you. I need to remember what God's done for me. And how those times that we talked about a few moments ago, how maybe we're going through some difficult times and difficult days, how that God carried us through, and remember that it pleased God to carry us through the valleys. God just loves to be with us. You can almost say it like this. He loves me better than anyone. But everybody can say the same. That's the thing about the Lord. You know, Jody sings a song, and I don't know if Faith sings it. He loves me like I was His only child. And you know, sometimes I feel like that He places all His love and puts it all in my life. and it pleases him to be with me. Solomon had a job to do, and David wanted to be sure this job got done, but he wanted to remind them of some things and the princes of some things. He wanted to remind them the Lord had pledged to be with them, but it pleased him. God was excited about what was getting ready to happen. God was excited about the things that was going to be going on. God's excited about being with you. God's so thrilled that He's a part of your life that He is pleased to be with you. So not only is it something to bring a remembrance, it's also just a reminder that if any part of our life is going to go forward, it'll only be as we seek God's presence and we follow Him as He guides us. See, He's pleased to be with us, but why is He there? He's there to guide us and to take care of us and to protect us and to strengthen us. The sad part of all this is while God's in our life always, and He's pleased to be in our life, how many times do we leave Him out of our decisions? And while He's pleased to be with us, it breaks His heart when we don't consult Him and we don't seek His guidance. Not only is He pledged to be with us and is He pleased to be with us, I want you to know He's proven Himself to be with us. Notice what the Bible says, "For He hath given the inhabitants of the land into mine hand." And this is something we need to understand. David said, God has proven His presence. And in proving His presence, what has He done? God has given the inhabitants of the land. Look, these lands, if you go back and study, they were bigger, probably more prepared than the children of Israel. Probably had greater weaponry. But God proved Himself and God gave them the land because God had promised them these things. God said this would belong to you. And by the way, I still believe it's rightfully theirs. Amen? That's a whole other matter, I know, tonight. But if we could go back and look in our lives and see the records of our life and the record even of this church, and if we could just display the happenings of every Christian that's here tonight, there would be proof after proof after proof that God has been with us. There's times that we didn't even realize His protecting hand. I've wondered so many times, you've heard preachers get up and preach, you don't know, you could have been in an accident tonight, but God prevented. You ever heard somebody say something like that? I wonder if we get to heaven if God's going to show us those things. But I know that God's proven Himself. Just the fact that I'm here, God has proven that He's with me. I ought to be in hell tonight, but I'm not. Now, I could have a terrible family tonight, but God's given me the greatest family. He's proven Himself to be with us. Sometimes I think we need to take we just need to take an inventory of our life. And we need to see what God has done for us. Recall the dark times and see how God proved Himself and how He was pleased to be with you. Recall the great times. See, sometimes people just associate God being with us through the good times. But what we don't realize is that we needed Him more in the difficult times. The times when things were bad. The times when we didn't think we was going to be able to get another breath or live another day. When your heart breaks so much over a child or over a situation. How'd you make it through? Well, if you know the Lord, I'll tell you how you made it through. God proved Himself to you. If I could take a microphone around or just have you stand up tonight and say, tell me one time in your life where God proved Himself to you. If you really started thinking about it, there would be many more than just one time. You would start recounting things where you didn't think you was going to make it through, but somehow, some way, it was almost miraculous that you made it through. That's because God was proving Himself to you. See, as God's children, He pledged Himself to be with us. He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He said, I will be with you always. And by the way, that word always, it means all along the way. Every step of the way, I will be with you. He pledged Himself. And it's not a burden to Him. He's pleased to be with us. And He gives us rest in His presence. And then He proves Himself to us. And there's proof in different ways. Proof really in preservation, in the fact that we're here, you know, that just proves that He's been with us, every one of us tonight. Only God knows those dangers that we've been exposed to, the temptations that we've been delivered from. Maybe sickness has been recovered from. By the way, God doesn't heal every sickness. God doesn't take every burden away, but He does what's best for our lives. The preservation, and then just in the presentation, just that our Lord has presented Himself. How many times has God manifested Himself in your life? Has there ever been that time in your life where you sensed His presence so strong that you just about couldn't contain yourself? I've had that happen to me in church. I've had that happen in my home. I've had it happen in my car, and that's a dangerous place for it to happen. When you're driving down the road, and it's almost like God says, I'm right here, and I need to talk to you for a little while. You ever had that? Not a verbal voice, but a still small voice. And He presents Himself to us. He manifests His presence in our life. David said there's a job that needs to be done, and the way that you're going to get this job done is because God is with you. And I don't know everything that God has for your life, but this is what I know. God is going to be with you, and He will help you to accomplish His will for your life. Just let Him be your guide, and there'll be something precious happen in your life. Something great and wonderful. He'll present Himself to you. And if those times when you feel like you can't make it through, He's going to say, hey, I'm here. And you're going to be so excited. Lord, I just don't know what to do next. Well, that's what I'm here for. Lord, I'm hurting like I've never hurt before. Just let me hug you real close to you, to myself. I'll take care of you, son. Well, He's proved Himself to us. And then He's proved Himself in the preservation, in the presentation, and in the preparation. There's one thing that we can never say as a Christian, and that is that whatever happened, that God wasn't prepared for it. You know, those times, God knew all about it before it ever took place. God allowed it for a purpose and for a reason. We have a God that has an all-seeing eye, and He's all-knowing, and He prepares. He's prepared, and He prepares us. Look, there are things that you could not have faced if God hadn't prepared you for it. You just don't realize it. You just don't realize it. But God, in His ways, has prepared us for these things, you know? There's things that's happened in every one of our lives. And it's almost like, you ever had something happen and you just sensed that it was going to take place? You felt like it was going to happen? But you just put it off and say, that never happened. You ever had anything like that? Well, God's preparing us. How many times has something happened and you said, this really didn't surprise me? It may have hurt, but it really didn't surprise me. I know there's been some of those things that just happened and you thought, it really took you aback. I understand that. But really, God's even preparing you for that because God's going to take care of you. God pledged Himself to be with us. He's pleased to be with us, and He's proven Himself to be with us. If He had not been with us, we'd all be in a heap of trouble tonight. But He has been with us. And you know what's so great? He always will be with us. And that's His promise. So let's rest in His promise tonight. And let's do it with our life, whatever God's will is. And He will be with us, and He'll take care of us. And He'll give us the rest when we need the rest. And He'll present Himself to us when He needs to present Himself to us. And He'll let us know how much He loves us and how much He cares about us. But I think sometimes we just try to serve the Lord and think, you know, we're at it all alone. But you're never alone. If you're doing what God wants you to do, whether anybody else is beside you or not, God's there. Because He promised He would be. So now I just want to encourage you. and say, let's do whatever it is God wants us to do. And let's let Him be our comfort, our guide, our friend, our encouragement, our strength, our fortress, our shield, our buckler, our salvation, our strength, our guide. I mean, everything we need. That's what He wants to do. What He wants us to understand is we may not be building a temple like Solomon was building, but we do have a purpose, and He's with us. And we can fulfill God's purpose with our lives. But we'll do a much better job when we understand that He's with us. Let's pray together. Father, we love You. Thank You for loving us. I pray that You'll help us to be encouraged tonight. Lord, there's no doubt that we could be so discouraged about certain things in our lives if we just had to go through it alone. But thank You, Lord, that You promised You'd always be with us. Help us be encouraged by these things tonight, and these thoughts. Lord, may we take this and may we feast upon it in the coming days. And Lord, may we commit ourselves fully to Thy will and Thy purpose for our lives. For it's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight.